Chapter 7. The Family Values. Thomas was relaxing at home one Saturday when the phone rang. It was his cousin, Dane. Dane said,
"Thomas, your Uncle Mike and Aunt Laurie are missing. I don't know what to do. I'm scared."
Thomas laughed off the incident. He responded and said, "Dane, come on, man. You know how they are. Ever since we were kids, they always loved practical jokes and were pretty spontaneous." "They're fine, I'm sure. Don't worry about it." Dane was still worried.
"I don't know, Thomas.
Thomas cut him off. "Dane, if they're still gone next weekend, I'll fly up there. But honestly, don't worry about it, bud. Just relax." Dane reluctantly agreed, took a breath, and hung up. Thomas went back to relaxing and spent his next week at work and relaxing at home as usual. When the next weekend came around, he got a phone call again. The help rushed the phone to Thomas. They said the call was urgent. Tom shook his head and responded to them. "It's Dane, isn't it?" The young man nodded. Thomas answered the phone.
"All right, buddy, what's up?"
Dane sounded nervous.
"They still aren't here, Thomas. I just got a bad feeling about this. Something isn't right. Why did they just disappear?"
Thomas nodded.
"I guess it is pretty weird. Usually they call me once a week. I feel pretty bad, too, since they have been begging me to come visit. Just been so busy. I'll catch a plane there tomorrow. I should be able to get off work."
Dane thanked Thomas. Thomas caught a plane the next day to New Hampshire. Dane picked Thomas up at the airport and took him to Mike and Laurie's home. Thomas was going to stay in this house until his relatives returned or were found. He told Dane he'd call tomorrow. It was late and he wanted to go to bed. Dane nodded and left for his own home. Thomas got unpacked and started to wander around the house. He hadn't been in this house since he was a young boy. Thomas decided to go to sleep about 10 o'clock in the evening. He slept a few hours and then was awoken by a sound. Footsteps were loudly stomping through the living room. Thomas went to investigate but couldn't find anything. He was nervous. He cautiously searched the living room. He peeked into the kitchen for a second. The fridge was open. Thomas approached the fridge when his aunt and uncle jumped out from behind it and scared him. Mike cried out, "Surprise! How's Thomas doing, eh?" Thomas jumped into the air. He grabbed the counter and steadied himself. He was upset and yelled at his aunt and uncle. "Why? You can't just go scaring people like that. You nearly killed me." Laurie laughed and patted Thomas on the back.
"Oh, come on now. We had been begging you to come visit. It's been forever since you were a kid. We actually saw you."
Mike gave Thomas a hug and said,
"We thought this would get you down here. Dane was in on it, too."
Thomas shook his head and hugged them back. The next week, Thomas stayed with his aunt and uncle. They went out to dinner, watched cartoons, and hung out around the house. Thomas was happy he made the trip, but has always been alert to their antics since.